In Excess, need you tonight. It's Ocean 100, 837. Good morning and welcome aboard. We're on the cusp of tell me something good here. I'm going to tell you something good. The fact that Corey Tremier just rolled in here with coffees. Thank you. That's you are the true champ, the real MVP, if you will. And I owe him a debt of gratitude because he's going to be sitting in the big chair all next week. You ready for it, bud? Okay. All right. I know you're really excited. Okay.
Tell me something good.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Baby, yeah. All right, Jill, tell me something good.
Okay. So one of the things I do is scroll online, sometimes aimlessly, sometimes with purpose. And I can get like affected when I see something that makes me feel, you know, that I like people aren't always nice online. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. A bit of a cesspool sometimes.
It can be. And that's kind of like on the whole, the World Wide Web, and sometimes even here locally on some of the pages that I find that people aren't always chatting so kindly. But yesterday I saw a post and I found it so heartwarming for 100 different reasons. On Ask PEI, somebody asked what a good PEI gift to give to friends would be. If you're staying at someone's house for a few nights, what would be a good PEI gift? And more than 100 people commented, and it's basically this list that just like showcases how many awesome, fantastic island made and island sold products there are. You know, everything from jams and wine to baked goods and pottery and crafts, and like it's just like it's awesome. So I love the helpers out there online. I love that we have so much to be proud of with these creators on the island, and that we do use these pages for good. That in itself is something good.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott. The Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with